All right, so Hilchos Chanukah starts with Siman Tov Reish Ayin, those things which you're not allowed to do and are allowed to do on Chanukah. So the Mechaber says, on Kafei Kislev, Maschilin Shmonis Mechanukah, the 25th of Kislev begins the 8 days of Chanukah, Vasurim Behesped Vitainis, you're not allowed to eulogize during those 8 days, and you're not allowed to fast during those 8 days. Avamutar and Basias Malacha, you're allowed to do Malacha, there's no Isser Malacha like by Shabbos and Yontif. So even though we're really allowed to do malacha on Chanukah, the women have a practice not to do any malacha while the candles remain lit. And some say that you can't be makel on this, meaning they need to continue this practice, even if it's something that they no longer want to practice. So the Mishnah Berurah gives us some background about the time of Chanukah. So during the second Beis HaMikdash, when the Malchei Risha were in control, they made a lot of gzeros on Klal Yisrael and did not allow them to practice their religion, Torah and mitzvos, and they took all of their money and they went in and they started being metame their taharos, and they made life very troublesome for them until HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally decided that he would save them, and he allowed the Chashmonaim, who were also the Kohanim Gedolim, to overcome the evil government, and then Malchus Yisrael was able to return. So when the Chashmonaim were able to overcome their enemies, it occurred on Chafei Kislev, and they went into the destroyed or the trampled Beis HaMikdash, and they couldn't find any oil to light for the menorah. But there was only one little Pach Shemen, which they found, which had the seal of the Kohen Gadol, but it was only enough for one day. But a miracle occurred, and it lasted for 8 days, and then they were able to crush more oil and get crush more olives and get more oil. And that's why the Chachamim established that we would have this holiday of Chanukah on Chafei Kislev for 8 days, which are Yemei Simcha v'Hallel. And we light candles at the entrance to our home, as we will learn the halachas in order to publicize this nace. The reason it's called Chanukah is because Chanu Chavhei, that on the 25th is when they rested and were saved from their enemies. And because these are days of Simcha and Hallel, that's why you're not allowed to do Hesped and Tainus. This minhag that we mentioned, that women don't do malacha, is only for women. It is not for men. And the reason for it is to, just as a recognition that you're not supposed to use the candles for anything. And that's why it's really only for that half hour that women have this practice. And there's a discussion of which malachas they're really not allowed to do. It appears that our women don't really have this practice. Why is it that we don't have suffix? Why don't we have 9 days in Chutz La'aretz? So the Prichadosh says, since it's only Mitzvah Midrabanan, Chazal didn't want to be matriachas to require us to keep 9 days instead of 8 days outside of Eretz Yisrael like we do by all of the Yom Tovim. We're aware that there's a minhag to give out money, Ma'os Chanukah gel. So Rav Kahneman writes, the reason is because the Yevanim prohibited us from learning Torah. And so when we won, we needed to get the kids back into learning. So the way to get the kids back into learning was giving them rewards, giving them some money for learning Torah, because mitoch shelo lishma balishma. So that's why we give out money on Chanukah. Siv Beis, Ribui HaSudos, Shemar B'mehem, Heim Sudos HaRashus. When you have Chanukah meals and Chanukah parties, those are not Sudos mitzvahs. They're optional. Shelo kavim l'mishtah v'simcha. Because Chanukah wasn't established as a holiday for Mishnah and Simcha. It is only for Simcha and Hallel, not Mishtava Simcha. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because by Purim they tried to destroy our bodies. So that's why, in order to commemorate the saving of our bodies, we celebrate with eating food, which is a physical thing. But on Chanukah, they didn't try to destroy our bodies, they tried to destroy our religion. So in order to commemorate that our religion was saved, that's why we have Yemei Simcha V'Hallel instead of Mishta V'Simcha. The Ramah adds, Yesho Moshiach Ksas Mitzvah Beribu Hasudos, Yishum Deba'osa Hayyamim, Hayyah Chanukah Samizbeach. Some say that there is still somewhat of a mitzvah to have extra sudas on Chanukah, because during those days is when we had the Chanukah Samizbeach, which does have a mitzvah and a suda involved in it. So even if there's no mitzvah of a suda to commemorate the actual holiday of Chanukah, still to commemorate the Chanukah Samizbeach, there is somewhat of a reason to have these extra meals.